505 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I know it's warm. It's still what? Still 87 degrees. Good Lord. Humidity keeps ticking up and ticking up, and I'd love to tell you that there is some degree of relief in sight, and there's not. Saturday, there may be some scattered thunderstorms that maybe will cool it off just a little bit. Even with the scattered thunderstorms, I am willing to bet dollars to donuts that my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, will still be crisscrossing our beloved Commonwealth, talking with voters, finding out what's important to them. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone travel around Virginia in this way. I think the last person probably who did this would have been Doug Wilder so many years ago. When he ran for lieutenant governor, I don't know if Bill Bowling did exactly the same thing, but John is certainly doing it. I'm happy to say he's got a couple of moments for us. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, you know what's funny that you would bring up Doug Wilder? Because I promise you, remember when we did Politics and Pints and he was our special guest? And,
oh, yeah.
And he reminded us that that's how he won. He was a controversial nominee. Yeah. Everybody told him he was going to lose. Virginia's racist. They won't vote for a black guy. I mean, I'm not saying my situation is the same,
right,
but I've had lots of people who've been really nasty and ugly to me who've said, Virginia will not vote for you. It doesn't matter how conservative you are. You're going to lose.
Mm.
And I thought about Doug Wilder, and I was like, you know what? People respect hard work, and they respect candidates who are willing to go shake hands.
Yeah.
And not just sit in an air-conditioned room and spout garbage.
Right.
And that really is the reason I'm doing this, Jeff. I'm sitting in the parking lot in Alexandria near where that stadium might have been built before that got messed up.
Ugh.
And then I'm speaking at the Alexandria GOP tonight. I was in Fauquier County last night. And then you talk about the weather forecast for the weekend. I need you to check what it's going to be in Norfolk, because I'm supposed to go to Harbor Fest at Norfolk, then to Virginia Beach to the breakfast with the Republicans that morning, and then back here to Richmond. Isn't there a strawberry festival in your
yes.
in your backyard?
Yes. I
strawberry
sure
festival.
Okay. Nice.
And then the Virginia Tea Party Summit is out at the airport on
good.
Saturday. So that
wow.
I'm sure I'm skipping something there, but that's that's the next couple of days for me. I'm just not taking a single day off, because in order to win, you got to prove to Virginians you're willing to work hard, and that's
yeah.
what I'm trying to do.
Well, I follow you on social media, John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. I'm just amazed every time I open it up, and there you are. You're somewhere else. You're talking with everybody. Now you said there's some people saying, hey, John, you can't win. You're not going to win, and that's just the way it is. Do we, at this point, still think it's because you're gay, or they don't like your beard or your sport coat, or what is it? I mean, because it's just silly to me.
Let me think of how to answer this.
Okay.
You and I mean, you've been in the talk radio business for 30 years, right? So
yeah.
you've got thicker skin than I do. And
yeah.
you remember when I would come to your office and say, wow, this really hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And you were kind of like, why in the hell are you letting this bother you?
That's
you
right.
know?
That's right.
I try to be a tough guy. I do have, I'm a little more sensitive than the average person in broadcasting. If I showed you my emails, Jeff, you would not believe it. It has been it's been the ugliest side of politics that I've ever seen. But that's okay. I kind of knew it was going to happen. I didn't know it would be like this, and I didn't know it would come from some of my own people, to be honest with you. I'm still a little shocked by that, and people that I helped. But that's all right. You know, I you can't question my credentials. You can't
right.
question whether I'm voting Republican. You can't question my loyalty, especially after the last few weeks.
Yep.
I've been touting Winsome Sears and Jason Meares and Governor Youngkin everywhere.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's tough. But again, I think the only thing I can do in the face of quite frankly, some bigotry and some hostility is to go prove everybody wrong. And that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Well, it is clear that you are traveling to every single part of our beloved Commonwealth. You are talking with your fellow Virginians wherever they might be. What are the messages you're getting from them? And are the concerns the same, say, in Southwest Virginia as they might be with those six Republicans in Fairfax?
Well, you know what everybody's been talking about for the last 48 hours is personal property tax. Yeah. I hope everybody paid it, because in Henrico, it was due today. Right? Today's the 5th, yeah. So a lot of people, this is the most hated tax in the state because it's on a vehicle that has, you know, in theory, at least diminishing value, and yet sometimes the car is overvalued, and you got to write the check generally all at once. Right. And the big thing, and I've talked to Governor Gilmore about this, because remember, he got elected saying no car tax, let's abolish the car tax.
That's right.
And then the Republicans, if I'm being honest, I don't like to say this, the Republicans stabbed him in the back, and he was not able to fully get rid of it. And this is one of the reasons I'm running, is these jerks. And I think I can say it because I've been around this and know a lot of them. They never, ever fully take back the taxes. That's why, like, I heard you talking the other day about the plastic bag tax. How stupid is that in the city of Richmond? They can't even provide clean water, and they think they're going to get away with taxing plastic bags at the local CVS. I mean, what a joke. Yep. But they never repeal this stuff. It always lasts. And on a day like this where people, you know, probably just paid their mortgage or their rent at the start of the month, they paid their car note at the start of the month, and now they got to write another check for this ridiculous, very burdensome, obnoxious tax on their car. You know, you never fully own your car, apparently, in Virginia. I think people are fed up with it. And you can bet I'm going to raise Cain about it all over the state the next several months. We got to stop that.
And listen, you and I both know, and in fact, I think everybody knows, even those folks on the left know, that if it is a House, a Senate, an executive mansion controlled by the Democrats, then all of those taxes are going up. They have no interest whatsoever in returning any of people's money to the very people themselves. It's so insulting.
And it's hitting the people that the Democrats claim they care so much about. My whole life, the Democrats have said, oh, we're for the working class. We're for the blue-collar workers. We're for the guys who, you know, are paycheck to paycheck. Bull. That's not true. Look at that story. I guess it was in yesterday's Times Dispatch about the poor guy whose house valuation like doubled or tripled. I mean, it was crazy, the story. Sam Parker wrote it. You probably saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wrong. The valuation was wrong. And the city of Richmond, and, you know, I'm still cheering on Danny Avila, hoping he can get this under control, but they're fining this poor guy. He's stuck with fines. He's stuck with a valuation that's wrong. I mean, they're just terrorizing the guy. And this is from a city that's 100% run by Democrats. You don't have to suck up to me or to Glenn Youngkin or to any Republican. The Democrats run Richmond City from top to bottom, and they can't even manage the taxes that they have implemented, and now they're adding more. And I think people are fed up with it. And that's why I mark my words, and I'm praying I'm going to be right. I think a lot of Democrats are going to vote for John Reed this fall, because I'm willing to talk about some of the things nobody else will touch, and I'm going to fight about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, those of us that know you and have known you for a long time know exactly that about you. I've said over and over, I think a man of integrity and total honesty and a real backbone that's made out of steel to do the right things. I I've been on board with John Reed for lieutenant governor since there's been a John Reed for lieutenant governor. For folks who are listening, John, they're paying attention. Of course, we'll share this, and hopefully you'll share it as well. But people saying, all right, I've heard about him, or you know what? I'm down in Salem. I got no idea who this guy is. I need to know more. Everybody has a one-stop shop, right, with the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's John Reed for Virginia, all spelled out, .com. John Reed for Virginia.com. And it's R-E-I-D. And you know, some people are confused about that. But J-O-H-N-R-E-I-D for Virginia.com. And it is interesting. You know, I'm so thankful for the 8 years that I was on the air at WRVA in the mornings, and for your friendship, and you've just been a blessing to me and Jeremy and producer Dan, and, you know, the whole crowd at WRVA. But it is interesting, man. I go to Abingdon or, you know, Damascus, where they've just gotten over, or they're beginning to get over the horrible flooding. And you remember we had, you and I both got a lot of people in Central Virginia who were so generous and sent donations to try to help the recovery effort in Damascus in particular, but also in Abingdon and some of the other parts of Southwest Virginia that were hit so hard with the flooding. That's and true. They didn't know when I was down there, oh, you're on the radio? And then I said, well, you know, I was one of the guys trying to help, you know, get some of the relief supplies. Mm-hmm. And then the light bulb went off. But that has been really wonderful. When I look at the things that I used to do with Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. and some of the charities that are still reaching out and saying, hey, can you help us? Absolutely. I don't believe in government solving problems. I think people can solve their own problems if we're generous with each other and if we pay attention. And that's another message that I really hope we can hone in on this campaign. Don't look to the government to solve the problem. Generally, they screw it up and it costs 10 times more than you should be paying.
That's right.
And then it's questionable whether they get the relief to the people who need it. But
that's
if
right.
good citizens do it, that seems to actually move the needle, in my observation.
I think you're absolutely spot on, John. It is always a pleasure to have you here. You're going to be in Ashland at our Strawberry Festival, our Strawberry Fair. By the way, that's fair with an E. Why?
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why, but it is. We'd love to have you up here. Of course, you're always welcome. Alonzo's always welcome. Drop by. You know where we are if you need to hide out for a couple of minutes or just get a drink of something not related to a
you
strawberry.
And Heidi. Yeah. Have always, always, always been generous and welcoming, and I appreciate it. I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Well, your family. Sorry, we demoted you. Your family. It's just the way it is. All right. Get out of here, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. That is John Reed. Good guy. Am I voting for him? Yes, of course I'm voting for him. I signed his petition. I circulated his petitions. I think he's going to do a great job as Lieutenant Governor. I love the fact that he continues to talk about a unity ticket. That we need all three of these folks, Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Biaris up there. We need, let's not kid ourselves, we need a GOP House and Senate. Is it a heavy lift? It's always a heavy lift. But John Reed for Virginia.com. And for those saying, hey, Jeff, I remember when John was on the radio. You're right. John's not on the radio anymore. John's running for lieutenant governor. Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News. And Rich's doing a great job. By the way, a little shout out to Rich for all of the social media stuff. Have you been noticing that the social media game for WRVA has really, really, really ratcheted up? That's Rich doing that. That is. You know, I got one. It's not even a complaint. It's an observation. Jerm, you should mention to him. He made the little Lego figures. I don't have a full beard. So he's going to, but other than that, I think it's great. It's great stuff. And Rich is here each and every morning starting at 6. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.